but never came he. Out came his mother dear, greeting so fair. Then came his bride, drying her hair. Meadows lie green, the corn remains unshorn, but Gavin Grimbald will never return. Saddled, he bridled, and gallant rode he, a plume in his helmet, a sword at his knee.
We just had a twofer from Griffin. We had Sir Gavin Grimbald, followed by Griffin with Touch and Go off their 1973 self-titled album. Behind me right now, Gentle Giant with Talibont, keeping up the medieval vibe. I'm Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. And, of course, before Griffin, we had Amazing Blondel with Lament to the Earl of Bottisford Beck, and John Renborn with the Earl of Salisbury. A bit of folky Canterbury scene prog rock to mix things up for you all. Not mixing things up on the set, just mixing up your music taste. Thank you.
Together for a mile or two and a little more besides, said Johnson unto Chips and Stop, I heard a woman cry. And Stop, I won't, said Chips.
And Stop, I won't, said Bride.
And Stop, I will, said Johnson, for I heard a woman cry. Johnson, he alighted and viewed the place around and saw a naked woman with her hair tied to the ground.
How came you here? Said Johnson, how came you here? Said he.
She put her fingers to her lips and gave three piercing cries. Out sprang ten bold highwaymen with weapons in their hands. They strode up to young Johnson and boldly bid him stand. Stand I will, said Johnson, as long as ever I can, for I was never in all my life afraid of any man.
And Johnson, being a valiant man, he made those bullets fly, till nine of them bold highwaymen all on the ground did lie.
This wicked woman standing by, young Johnson did not mind. She took a knife all from his side and stabbed him from behind.
This day it being a market day and people passing by, they saw this woman's dreadful deed and raised a hue and cry. And she was down to Newgate brought, put down in irons strong, for killing the finest butcher as ever the sun shone on.
Chauncey troublesome blades, troublesome blades. They chanced to be. One of them was Robin Hood, the other was Little John, so free.
Gentlemen of high born blood, gamble gold and Robin Hood.
Oh, peddler, peddler, what's in the pack? Come speedily and tell to me. Several suits of the gay green silk, silken bowstrings, two or three. If you have suits of the gay green silk and silken bowstrings, two or three, by my body, cries Robin Hood, half your pack belongs to me.
John sprung up his head. grown a long, long beard, and so become a man.
Side so sharp to cut him off at the knee. They rolled him and tied him by the way, serving him most barbarously. They've hired men with the sharp pitchforks who pricked him to the heart, and the loader he has served him worse than that, for he's bound him to the cart. Around and around a field till they came unto a barn, and there they made a solemn oath on poor John Barleycorn. They've hired
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, He's fighting for the USA, and he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Lobau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there, and you and me, and brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put the end to war.
We stood in the windy city, the gypsy boy and I. We slept on the breeze in the midnight, with the rain dropping tears in our eyes. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun. We huddled in the derelict building, and when he thought I was asleep, he lay his poor coat round my shoulder and shivered there beside me in a heap. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun. We sang and cracked the sky with laughter, our breath turned to mist in the cold. Our years put together counted 30, but our eyes told the dawn that we were old. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun. You look down for what's happening here below. I stand here singing to the flowers, so very few people really know. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, or I'm going to try for the sun. We stood in the windy city, the gypsy boy and I. We slept on the breeze in the midnight, with the rain dropping tears in our eyes. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun.
Behind me right now is Maha Vishnu Orchestra with Faith. Before that, Pastoral by Maha Vishnu Orchestra as well, off of their 1975 album, Visions of the Emerald Beyond. Before that, another twofer, this time from Donovan. We had Universal Soldier, followed by To Try for the Sun. Before that, Traffic with John Barleycorn Must Die. Then, I haven't spoken all hour. I was so absorbed in the vinyl. I am so sorry. It's taken all of my energy to just sweat and play records for you guys. Let's see. We had Steel Eye Span with Gamble Gold, Robin Hood, a good highwayman. Because before that, we had Griffin with Three Jolly Butchers about some very bad highwaymen. And before that, Gentle Giant with Talibont. And two more songs from Griffin. We had Touch and Go and Sir Gravin Grimbald, and Amazing Blondel with Lament to the Earl of Bottisford Beck before that. Oh, and John Renborn with the Earl of Salisbury. Behind me right now, Maha Vishnu Orchestra. Coming up next, Fairport Convention. We're keeping things folksy, at least for another couple of songs. And a PSA coming up later, because I think I've run out of time. Coming up next, Fairport Convention.
Sort of a rose whose beauty make me laugh. Cause your eyes, they light the night, they look right through me. La 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 la, you bashful boy, you're hiding something sweet, please give it.
Alright, let's recap while I get the next album going. That last album, that last song, was Phoebe Snow with Poetry Man, and before that was Fairport Convention with Nighttime Girl. And let's see if I can read a PSA and cue up an album at the same time. You might be surprised. I think that I can do it. Alright, here we go. Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they are also the primary growing season for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can be reddish-green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of Tufts students' apartments. It can grow as a vine, around trees, as a shrub, or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice. Leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaved plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body like your face or even more sensitive areas. And then there's a cheeky ASCII emoji. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And what do you know, I did manage to get the next song queued up. Coming up next is National Health.
We'll be right back. She's to see it your way. There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Behind me right now is Nektar with King of Twilight. Before that, we had Renaissance with Prologue. Fever Tree with a really cool Beatles cover. That was Day Tripper and We Can Work It Out. And before that, National Health with Borogrove's Part 1. Ah, and before that, Phoebe Snow with Poetry Man. And with that, Highly Recommended is just about wrapped up. Coming up next is going to be On the Town with Mikey D, full of all the best local music right here in New England. And wasn't that perfect timing?